You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say? You turn us on and you'll hear it. You will indeed. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on Cool FM, 89.3. Time, just a fraction after 6 o'clock in the morning. And The Breakfast Show, well, we're going to be with you right through until 10 o'clock. So sit tight and we'll try and we'll get your day started off on the right foot. Oh, and the left one as well. Why not? Right, let's take a look at a few things relevant to today's date. It is the 23rd of September. And what do we say on this day of the week? We say TGIF. Indeed, we do. Let's wind down, shall we? Grito de Lares, or the Lares Revolt, the revolution against Spanish rule is celebrated today. This is in Puerto Rico. Kyrgyz Language Day. Yes, you've got it, in Kyrgyzstan. National Day in Saudi Arabia. Celebrate Bisexuality Day today, apparently. That's, it says here, just bisexual awareness. It doesn't say where. Everywhere. International Day of Sign Languages is also celebrated on this day, the 23rd of September.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Know that I am plain to see.
playing this crazy game. Someone's always left out in the rain. Is there a chance that we can make it? Just keep it real, cause we can't fake it, yeah. Cause you and I can't take this anymore. We've got to keep our feet right on the floor. There's no more secrets, no more lying.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Lisa likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue. The barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. And from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
You got more than money and sense, my friends. You got heart and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. Some people wear the history like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case. But his best work was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success. When chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way. On my last night on earth, I won't look to the sky. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light.
G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back.
bring us in this morning was Lenny Kravitz and Low. This one comes from Noah and the Whale. LIFEGOESON. Yes. Life goes on. Listen to the international news this morning. Not quite sure how long for. We're 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. This is Switches and Drama Queen. That's what I mean about the news this morning. And there we go, yes, Drama Queen coming from Switches, and they were an English indie rock band, and they were formed in Southend, not far from where I was dragged up, Southend-on-Sea, and Guildford in England. They only were active from 2005 to 2008. Probably had a few Drama Queens in there. Time on the breakfast show. It is 14 and a half minutes, so almost exactly after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's show. So what are we going to do? We're going to do this. Yep, TGI Friday shower time. All right, get you spruced up. Extra time in the shower this morning. We're coming up for the weekend. Oh, by the way, it's still cold showers in my house. In the shower with you this morning, it's Tina Turner. Called the best.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a life. Thank you.
There she goes, Tina Turner, and the best. And out you get. Come on your way. On your way to where it is you're going on a Friday. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful day. And the best by Tina Turner. By the way, do you know it was not originally by Tina Turner. The best, it was a song by the Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler. And that was for her 7th studio album, Hide Your Heart. That was in 1988. The following year, 1989, the song was covered by Tina Turner. Yes, for her 7th studio album, which was Foreign Affair. Great song. And I mean, although it was originally by Bonnie Tyler, it's one of the signature songs, as far as I'm concerned, for Tina Turner. Right, keep an eye on the time. We're 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning on the Breakfast Show. Let's relight our fire, shall we, with Don Harmon? Relight my fire. TGIF, everybody. Lazy heads out of bed.
Jerry D.
D. Hey, Mr. Mojo, with your mop top hair and your eyes so greedy with their half-lit and staring at that hip-cock lipstick world where nobody cares. It's a long way down there. I can take you there.
Tell you what, how many of you remember the Boomtown Rats? That's the Boomtown Rats and Monster Monkeys. And time on the Breakfast Show. It's time for us to take a quick break, and I'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Si los colaboradores de tu empresa suenan así cuando usas tus computadoras.
¿Ah? ¿Y ahora por qué demora?
O así.
Ven acá, ¿y qué son estas alertas?
O incluso así.
¡Ah, ya las se trabó!
Es hora de darles cariño y potenciarlas. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y trae todas tus computadoras. Te las potenciamos con más memoria, más espacio de almacenamiento, antivirus y mucho más. Lleva un descuento del 10% si traes más de 10 computadoras y un 15% de descuento si traes más de 15. Visita dspma.com o visita nuestro Instagram @DataServePanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you on this Friday morning. As I always say, it's great to be with you any morning, really, isn't it? It's Friday, it is the 23rd of September. Take a look at some of the local headlines. We're going to be looking at these in more detail a little bit later on this morning. Jose Gabriel Carrizo, the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, addressed the General Assembly of the United Nations on Thursday afternoon. During his speech, Carrizo listed the priorities of the current administration. The purpose of our administration is to lay the foundations for a fairer country, consolidate democracy and strengthen the independence of justice, he said at the beginning of his speech. He went on to say, although at the end of his speech, this is, by the way, Carrizo called for dialogue as a path to peace. He didn't directly mention the war in Ukraine during his speech, neither did he refer directly to the threats to democracy that exist in the Latin American region. The National Assembly is insisting on shielding the extraordinary tax credits granted to investors in tourism projects, despite the commitment to repeal them that the executive acquired last July in the midst of street protests and strikes that paralyzed the country for almost a month. Last Wednesday, the 21st of September, the Economy and Finance Commission, chaired by Deputy Ricardo Torres, approved Bill 888. This was in the first debate. Said bill maintains the tax credit of between 60 and 100% for tourism investments that are carried out outside the District of Panama. The Ministry of Public Works Minister, Rafael Sabonge, indicated that the projects to be carried out in the next 24 months will be the expansion to four lanes of the Transísmica Highway between the Via Grecia sector and the Don Bosco Bridge, and the construction of a road interchange and return in the Cabima area. The expansion to four lanes will be carried out by the companies Ingeniería y Rodomelaciones and Constructora Rodsa for $41.3 million, while the Costa Rican company Mico will build the interchange for $23.7 million. The deputies of the National Assembly, well, they don't give up, and despite the citizens' rejection, they insist on creating more corrimientos. At least four bills are awaiting in the legislative to give life to 20 districts, and with this, new community boards would be born in the country, in the Nagabe-Bugli region, for example, 16 would be created. This is if a proposal presented by Deputy Leopoldo Archibald, who creates 10, and another promoted by Deputy Ricardo Santos, who proposes 6, are approved. And it does make a reference, because this is all going to cost us more money, and it does refer back to Tuesday when Alicia Montenegro, President of the National Coordination, or Coordinator of Representatives and President of the Western Panama Provincial Council, told the Assembly Budget Committee that they need an additional $9 million to the figure which was recommended by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, which is $38.6 million, in order to increase the salary of all the representatives in the country. Apparently they're getting $2,000 already, and this is another $1,000 each, apparently. We'd all love a 50% pay rise, really, wouldn't we? It'd be rather nice. Let's see if they get it. The First Superior Court of the First Judicial District declared the protection of constitutional guarantees promoted by a group of citizens against the agreement of the Municipal Council of Panama, which authorized Mayor José Luis Fábrega to convene the Public Act for the construction of the new seafood market. The decision was made on the 20th of September. There is a possibility that Fábrega will make his seafood market. They denied us protection, commented Luis Pinedo, one of those who promoted the appeal, along with Blanca Solis, Jerónimo Espita, and Joaquim Bernal, with together with Julio Stout. And also it does say here, Fabrica, despite the resources against him, twice called for a bid for the new market at a cost of $43 million. However, they were declared void. Why? Well, due to lack of components. In October, the airline Air Panama will resume regular flights between the Marcus A. Helibert Airport, that's the one in Albrook, and the city of Pedasí in the province of Los Santos, one of the main tourist destinations in the country. Eduardo Stagg, president of the airline, commented that they will start with three weekly round-trip flights, Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday, and he explained that to cover the route they will use a caravan. Apparently it's an aircraft, type of aircraft. Not the other type of caravan. Use a caravan aircraft with capacity for 12 passengers. And they do say, by the way, for his part, Gustavo Perez, director of the Civil Aeronautical Authority, commented that the Pedasí Airport is in a condition to carry out operations day and night. That'd be kind of be able to fly off to Pedasí. In fact, the good lady and I were only just saying, isn't he? You know, it'd be nice to take a car trip out and go to Pedasí. Between Pedasí or Boquete, but we've only been to Pedasí, I think, once, and we just sort of drove through it. So anyway, there you are. That's some of the things in the local news. Don't forget, we will be looking at that in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. UB40. I wish. UB40 in a place in the sun. Don't forget, around about 7:15, 7:20, we will take a look at the weather. See if we can find out where that place in the sun actually is. Anyway, for now, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 19 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Steve Miller Band, and that is the Joker. As we make our way to 15 minutes before the hour 7 o'clock, don't forget the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, we will be looking at some of the international news for this morning. All I can tell you, unfortunately, looks like sort of the absolute fabric of society is starting to collapse. There is so much problem, so many troubles in the world right now. But don't kill the messenger. I'm just going to be telling you what's happening in the news. We'll also be looking at some of the international business news as well. It's around about 7:30. And, of course, that is affected by all these events as well. Plus, a new budget came out today in the United Kingdom. And it seems like it could be giving away a lot of money. So, anyway, those are still to come on this morning. Don't forget, it is Fridays. What do we do on Friday? Around about, between 8:20 and 8:30. We'll have our Freaky Fun Facts Friday for you from Ingrid. Yasmin will be taking a look at towards the end of the program in the last hour, some of the things you can be doing, what, where, and when. And no doubt a couple of tracks from people born on this day in music. This day, by the way, is the 23rd of September.
don't run from tears. That's my weakness. But lose me. But I know you still love me. Though you don't believe it, that you're choosing.
And I never thought that we were a loser. Only didn't hear enough of the song. Everything was always going to be smoother. All we needed was some time left alone.
Crosby, Stills and Nash there, and Run From Tears. Right, we are just making our way to 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. I thought I'd give you a little bit of an antidote before the top of the hour, when we look at the international news. Here's one. It's a nice story for you. It all started with a happy face a decade ago. Luis Ruiz, an orthopedic technician at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, was asked by a patient if he could draw one on one of his casts on his leg, I guess, or might have been his arm. Ruiz told the boy he wasn't great at drawing, but after Ruiz was finished, the child's face lit up. And Ruiz told the people that inspired Ruiz to start offering all of the kids he met a personalized drawing on their cast. I was not very good, but as time went by little, I got better and better, to a point where now I can almost do anything they ask for. He said. Now, his repertoire includes Spider-Man, Hello Kitty, Tinkerbell, and the Wonder Woman emblem. Ruiz estimates he's painted thousands of casts in the last 10 years and said that he loves to make the patient smile and forget that they are in hospital. The kids just bring me joy, Ruiz said. Isn't that nice? Well, I've been thinking properly. I've been playing that song. Was it Cast Your Fate to the Wind after that? But I'm not. I'm going to play Change by Lisa Stansfield.
If I could change the way I live my life today, I wouldn't change a single thing. 'Cause if I change my world into another place, I wouldn't see your smiling face.
Thank you.
There she is, old Lisa, coming from up north in England. And chord change. I tell you what, making your way into work right now as we make our way to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, you're going to need something get you going for the rest of the day, something to nibble at this morning. Don't forget, please do pop into the Day Gourmet store, the delicatessen store, and specialty foods store. It's also known by TMO, next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Centre. And they're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, so do pop in. Get things like delicious baked breads, best cuts of meat, tapas, all this kind of thing in there, empanadas. That'll get your day off to a good start, won't it? Yes, of course it will. I tell you what, listen to the words of this one from Robbie Williams, Disco Symphony. Could bring back a few memories, I tell you.
Another floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. They shoot horses, don't they though? But I'm just not gonna quit. Dressed in McQueen and a Bee Gees dream, still right in the thick of it.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí di que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, with our friends in Cuenta 24, do not forget that it is coming now in Cuenta 24 with lots of flow. Yes, they're taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Now, if you publish your car with the hashtag, that's hashtag BadBunnyE24, and find out more in Cuenta24.com. All right, so do make a note of that. If you'd like to go and, to the Bad Bunny VIP concert, join in. Okay, so there we go. Right, time on the boat. I'll tell you what, we've got one more for you right now. Well, perhaps it's time you got your car sorted out. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let us take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Voting began today, Friday, in four Ukrainian regions, mostly held by Russian forces. The start of a plan by President Vladimir Putin to annex a big chunk of Ukraine in what the West says is a violation of international law that significantly escalates the war. After nearly 7 months of war that has killed tens of thousands and left some eastern cities of Ukraine wastelands, Putin signaled that he will annex the regions if the people in the Russian-controlled areas vote to join Russia. And former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Thursday that any weapons in Moscow's arsenal, including strategic nuclear weapons, could be used to defend territories incorporated in Russia from Ukraine. Medvedev, deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, said that the referendums being organized by Russian-installed and separatist authorities in large swathes of Russian-occupied Ukraine territory will take place and there is no going back. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov defended Moscow's war in Ukraine at the United Nations Security Council on Thursday as the United Nations warned Moscow against annexing Ukraine regions and Western ministers called for accountability after atrocities. Lavrov was only in the council chamber to deliver his address to the meeting of the 15-member body, which was attended by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Lavrov did not listen to anyone else speak. In natural fact, as one of the delegates there said, Lavrov just came in, said his piece, and left. He says, ran away, like his troops in Ukraine. A Chinese blockade of Taiwan or the seizure of an offshore island would be considered an act of war, and Taiwan would not surrender, a senior Taiwanese security official told Reuters, using unusually strong and direct language. While Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen and others in her administration have repeatedly said that while they want peace, they would defend themselves if attacked. The details of what Taiwan would consider an attack warranting a response have generally been left unsaid, given the many scenarios. A Chinese official said on Thursday that the country was readying countermeasures in case action is taken at the United Nations body against its human rights record in the western region of Xinjiang. A group of countries are mulling action against China at an ongoing UN Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva after the United Nations Human Rights Office released a report saying the detention of Uyghurs and other Muslims in China's Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity. The Iranian army said on Friday it will confront the enemies to ensure security. The toughest warning yet to nationwide protesters enraged by the death of a woman held by police. Iranians have staged nationwide demonstrations over the case of Mahsa Amini, 22 years of age, who died last week after being arrested by the morality police. This was for wearing unsuitable attire. The army said these desperate actions are part of the evil strategy of the enemy to weaken the Islamic regime. A United States aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea on Friday for the first time in about 4 years, set to join other military vessels in a show of force intended to send a message to North Korea. The USS Ronald Reagan and ships from its accompanying strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan, ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. Its arrival marks the most significant deployment yet under a new push to have more U.S. strategic assets operate in the area in order to deter North Korea. And lastly, Hurricane Fiona threatened the Atlantic island of Bermuda on Friday, passing west of the British territory on its northward trek towards Nova Scotia, while packing the potential to become one of the most severe storms in Canada's history. Fiona already battered a series of Caribbean islands earlier in the week, killing at least 8 people and knocking out power for virtually all of Puerto Rico's 3.3 million people during a sweltering heat wave. That's it. There's the international news for you this morning. Nothing cheerful, I'm afraid. So we will be looking, as I said, for a few, happier stories for you this morning. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come in around about 10 minutes' time. We'll take a look and see what the weather's doing. Locally, I can tell you this, the sun is shining because the blind is down.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Call it a gang, yes, and Let's Go Dancing, following on from Mr. George Benson, and Never Give Up on a Good Thing. 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we're going to do one more track. Comes from Mr. Harry Styles, who is very popular. I think I heard something on the radio last night, something like 15 shows or something, Madison Square Garden. I know it's a large number of shows, anyway, all sold out. All sold out, though, Mr. Harry Styles. And this is Late Night Talking by the man himself.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. When nothing really goes to plan, you stub your toe or break your can. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna till the morning. Now you're in my life, I can't get you off my mind. I've never been a fan of change, but I follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too.
There we go. Yes, Mr. Harry Styles, English singer, songwriter and actor, of course, who's actually having an absolutely brilliant career right now. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we? As I mentioned earlier on, the blinds are down in the studio, which means that it is sunny outside, and it is as well. And the good lady just commented just a second ago, oh, it's lovely outside. It is. Right, let's take a look. Well, we're going to start off over in the province of Colón with Costa Riva, where we're looking at a maximum temperature today of 30 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 20. 36 degrees will be the thermal sensation today and 85% relative humidity. Over there in Colón, few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and a chance for a few showers tonight. Let's move over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus, 32 degrees Celsius max, 23 degrees Celsius minimum temperature, and 38, that's going to feel rather warm, isn't it? 38 degrees Celsius with the thermal sensation, with the relative humidity at 80%. And it says here, cloudy this afternoon, isolated rain with thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's in store for us. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. Does say cloudy, but I'll tell you what, I can declare them wrong because it's the very best. It's partially cloudy, but the sun is shining, so it's sunny right now. That's my report for the morning. In the afternoon, though, it's the usual thing, isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, we're looking at isolated showers. Now, moving out into the Gulf as we are coming up to the weekend. There may be a few of you thinking of getting the old gin palace out. Let's see what's in store for you if you're going out there today. Maximum temperatures 32 degrees Celsius, minimum 23. It's going to feel rather warm at 39 degrees Celsius. As I tell you, when it's 39, it's the last of the mild discomfort before we get into a big discomfort. And relative humidity, well, that's up there at 90%. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains and possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. So there we go. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. Let's start with the tides, shall we? Starting on the Pacific, high tide was at 2:10 a.m. this morning, 4.08 meters. Low tide will be at 8:19. That's in just under an hour's time, and that'll be 1.16 meters. And then the second high tide, 2:21 in the afternoon, 4.21 meters. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 8:36 tonight, and that'll be 0.85 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we've got low tide. That was at 5:18 this morning, 0.03 of a meter. High tide will be at 11:14 this morning, 0.12 of a meter. Low tide again, 3:03 in the afternoon, 0.09 of a meter. And the last high tide is going to be at 10:15 tonight, 0.27 of a meter. So there's the tides. Now let's see what's happening with the water conditions, sea conditions, if you're going out. Good conditions on the Caribbean for this morning. The Caribbean side, that's 4 kilometer an hour winds coming from the south-southeast, so a very slight breeze. And if you're boarding today, if you're boarding in the morning at any rate, congratulations, no waves. That's what it says here, zero, or 0.2 of a meter. So nothing to talk about. So that's for this morning. Let's see what the situation is in the afternoon. Good conditions prevail. The wind's even lighter at 2 kilometres an hour from the south-southeast in the afternoon, and still no waves. All right, there you are. That's some good news for you. Let's take a look and see if things are any different on the Pacific. Good conditions this morning, very light winds again, 5 to 7 kilometres an hour coming from the east-southeast during the course of the morning, with waves at 2 feet, which for this side is not bad at all. Taking a look for the afternoon, wow, the winds are just dropping down to 3 kilometres an hour, southwesterly it will be, so very, very light waves. They're going to remain where? They're going to remain at 2 feet. 24 minutes right now after 7 o'clock.
Up in the night now, don't you know I think of you? It's the fire in your eyes that keeps on cutting through. Therefore I can run to, can't see the thought of you. I never really was a bad girl, but you got me in trouble again. I used to walk the straight line. I knew what I was doing all the time. There was nothing left to move me. I always held my ground. But you got me where you want. Like a little child,
Linda Ronstadt. Trouble Again. I tell you, we're going to squeeze one more in. It's going to come from Mr. Will Young. Why Does It Hurt? After this, we'll take a little break and then we'll look at some of the international business news for this Friday morning. It is Friday, 23rd of September.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataSer y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataSer Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram @DataSerPanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSer, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And time on the breakfast show, exactly 27 minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. TGIF, boys and girls, if you just joined us, great to have you with us, 23rd of September. Let's take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Stocks have hit a 2-year low on Friday, and bonds faced an 8th weekly loss as investors digested the prospect of a far more aggressive rise in United States interest rates, while currency markets remain volatile after Japan's intervention to prop up the yen. Interest rates rose sharply this week in the United States, Britain, Sweden, Switzerland and Norway, among other places, but it was a Federal Reserve signal that it expects high US rates to last through 2023 that set off the latest sell-off. MSCI's World Stocks Index fell to its lowest since mid-2020 on Friday, having lost about 12% in the month or so since Fed Chairman Jerome Powell made clear that bringing down inflation would hurt. The euro fell for a fourth straight day after data showed the downturn in the German economy has worsened in September as consumers and businesses face an unprecedented energy crunch and spiraling inflation. European stocks were a sea of red for a second day under pressure from losses in everything from bank stocks to natural resources and technology shares. The pan-regional Stock 600 was down about 0.5% in early trade, while Frankfurt's DAX lost 0.6%, ranking it as one of Europe's worst-performing indices. London's FTSE lost 0.1% against the backdrop of the pound tumbling to another 37-year low. And Britain's new finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, unleashed historic tax cuts and huge increases in borrowing on Friday in an economic agenda that floored financial markets, with British government bonds in freefall. Kwarteng scrapped the country's top rate of income tax and for the first time put a price tag on the spending plans of Prime Minister Liz Truss, who wants to double Britain's rate of economic growth. Investors unloaded short-dated British government bonds as fast as they could, with 2-year gilts on track for their biggest one-day fall since at least 2009, as Britain raised its debt insurance plans for the current financial year by £72.4 billion, around about $81 billion. Support for household energy bills announced by Truss will cost £60 billion for the next 6 months, Kwarteng said. Tax cuts would cost a further £45 billion, he also said. Now the pound fell to a new 37-year low against the dollar at 1.1148. Yes, about $1.115 as Kwarteng updated Parliament. Oil prices fell on Friday amid recession fears and a stronger US dollar, though losses were capped by supply concerns after Moscow's new mobilization campaign in its war with Ukraine and an apparent deadlock in talks on reviving the Iran nuclear deal. Brent crude futures fell 46 cents or 0.5% to $90 per barrel, and this was at 6:30 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were also down 46 cents or 0.55% to $83.03. Russian employees at airlines and airports have started to receive conscription notices after President Vladimir Putin ordered a partial military mobilization. The Kommersant newspaper reported on Friday, citing sources, employees of at least five airlines, including Russian top carrier Aeroflot, and staff at more than 10 airports received notices within a day of Putin ordering the mobilization, the paper reported. And lastly, Tesla is recalling nearly 1.1 million US vehicles because the Windows automatic reversal system does not react correctly after detecting an obstruction, increasing the risk of injury. The electric vehicle manufacturer told the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that it would perform an over-the-air software update of the automatic window reversal system. The recall covers some 2017 to 22 Model 3s, 20 to 21 Model Y, and 2021 to 2022 Model S and Model X vehicles. It's the trouble, isn't it, when you've got software? I mean, let's face it, we all have trouble with Windows, don't we?
All of the fear and frustration and the sorrow we employ, the misfortunes of others, of those others we enjoy, tell the army of darkness and the vampires, they have won. They made holes out our daughters, they made victims of our sons. I can have no part of this, the black, swollen heart of this. I don't want no part of this. Do you? Oh, I can have no part in this, the black, swollen heart of this. I don't want to be part of this. Do you? You're gonna get yours, and it's coming, unless we learn to forgive and forget. I will have no part of this, the black, swollen heart of this. I don't want to be part of this. Do you? Thank you.
And that's it. It's called Water Under the Bridge. It comes, of course, from Adele. You can't mistake that voice, can you? And Crybaby. That was Armies of Darkness. That was the first one of those two. Right. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to, well, we are exactly 14 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news coming up. Don't forget the top of the hour. During the 8 o'clock hour, we'll take a look at our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. After the news, the business news and the international news, I think we'll take another little antidote, don't you? Another little story about looking around some nice stories. Joanna Carrington loves dogs and had several as pets throughout her life. And at 100 years of age, the Californian resident wasn't ready to have an empty nest. Animals bring so much happiness in our home, she told Today. It's unbelievable. Carrington was worried that because of her age, no shelter would let her adopt. But her neighbor is a volunteer with Mutterville Senior Dog Rescue in San Francisco and connected her with the perfect pet, Gucci. Another name, Gucci, an 11-year-old Chihuahua mix. And Carrington and Gucci were paired together through the rescue's Seniors for Seniors program, with Carrington's caregiver, Eddie Martinez, agreeing to take Gucci for daily walks. On his first day at Carrington's house, Gucci came in like he'd been there before, Carrington said. It was remarkable. He saw me sitting on my chair, jumped on me, and sat on my lap. He made himself very, very comfortable. He was just a baby right away. The Seniors for Seniors program, which I think is a great idea, also allows anyone who adopts and later cannot care for their dog due to hospitalization to bring them back to Mudville, giving everyone involved peace of mind. We want them to still have that time together and experience the full joy of their senior years together, Alice Ensor, adoptions coordinator at Mutterville, told Today, isn't it? Hey, that's a great idea, isn't it? Seniors for Seniors. Wonder how old Lala is. Lala the parrot, that is. Right, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou and also Senor Francisco, who dropped a little line earlier on this morning. First of all, Mary says it's very sunny right now where she is and very hot. Says, good morning, everybody. TGIF, wish all a great weekend. And for my Jewish friends and listeners, Le Shana Tova. Oh, there we go. Can you please play Blue Moon of Kentucky from Elvis Presley?
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She's gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I said blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Blue Moon of Kentucky. And that goes to Mary Lou this morning. This is Joy Crooks from South London. And this is called When You Were Mine.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor night, never take it easy on the PDA.
Yes, Joy Crooks, coming from Southwest London, around the Brixton area there. Right, let's just take a little look at some of the other things happening that are relevant to today's date, if we go back in history. 1868, we mentioned it at the beginning of the program, the Grito de Lares. This is the Lares Revolt, occurs in Puerto Rico. This was against Spanish rule back in 1868. Here's an interesting one for you. 1889. Nintendo Copai, later known as Nintendo Corporate Company Limited, it was founded by Fusahiro Yamaguchi to produce and market the playing card game called Hanafuda. Little did he know what Nintendo would become known as. Hey?
My mind is complicated, find it hard to rearrange it, but I'll have to find a way somehow. Overreacting lately, find it hard to say I'm sorry, but I'll make it up to you somehow. And I just don't know why stars won't shine at night. Tell me you want it, a thousand miles away from the day that we started. But I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. If
find esteem instead of you the truth. But I'm still in love with you. Did I miscalculate this? Let's just go back to basics. Forget about what's coming on. I hate to see us like this, breaking up on nights just like this. We should be shooting for them stars and goals. So tell me you want it. A thousand miles away from the day we started, but I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. If honesty means telling you the truth, then I guess we lost our focus. Killing me that we could go to war like this, but I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. I find this demon's telling you the truth, but I'm still in love with you.
There he goes, whistling off into the distance there, Niall Horan, and still. And I tell you what, as you make your way in to Wirtz, won't we? Probably just about there, aren't you? Don't forget our friends at the Des Gourmets store here in Pytea. They're in the Pytea Mall, which is next to the Pacific Centre. And they've got, so this is the delicatessen, by the way, speciality food shop, of course. And they have got delicious baked breads. They've got empanadas, beautiful things like that. Best cuts of meat, seafoods, tapas. And they also have recognized wines and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. You might want to consider that for lunchtime. The gourmet store there, that is in the Pytea Mall. And also, don't forget, Friday. Why don't you go and treat yourselves tonight? You could pop off and go somewhere, well, like being in Hollywood, being in a Hollywood movie, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday. All you've got to do, if you want to make a booking, give them a call on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. They're located in downtown in Costa d'Este. As you come off the Corridor Sol to go into Costa d'Este, keep to your right, turn right, and that's where you'll find downtown. That's where you'll find Frank's Place. All right, so do pop along. Make your Friday great. Why don't you? Absolutely. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is exactly 8 o'clock in the morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with a seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Oh, it looks like Madonna's going on vacation, isn't it? Tell her it's La Bonita. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, I tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music. We're going to go Dancing Away in Tears with Yola, and then we'll look at our freaky fun facts for Friday, shall we, with Ingrid.
It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Let's jump right into it. After recovering from COVID, the cook and I have decided we're going to take a little holiday for 3 days down to Coronado. So we're going to go hit the ocean. And I was like, well, you know, I haven't been to the ocean in quite since pre-COVID. So let's talk about the ocean. All right. Number one, thanks to the ocean, most of our planet is dark. Oceans have an average depth of 12,100 feet, and because light waves can only penetrate 330 feet of water, everything below that point is dark. Seeing as water makes up most of the planet, that means that most of the Earth exists in absolute darkness all the time. Well, that's cool. Number two, the loudest sound from the ocean came from an ice quake. In 1997, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, captured one of the loudest sounds ever recorded, which they called the bloop. The sound was so loud it was picked up by sensors over 3,000 miles away. Originally, researchers noted that the nature of the sound made it seems like it came from an animal, although no animal exists that is large enough to make that sound. After 15 years, NOAA concluded that that noise came from an ice quake, which is the seismic ice activity causing the break in the frozen ground. However, many people still question the conclusion that the bloop is the source of many conspiracy theories today. Imagine, ocean conspiracy theories. Anyway, okay, next one. The ocean's canyons make the Grand Canyon seem small. Not to anything from the take away from the gorgeous Grand Canyon, which is divine, having lived in Arizona. But the Jeshchung Canyon, located in the Bering Sea, has a vertical relief of 8,520 feet, almost 2,500 feet deeper than the Grand Canyon. The biggest ocean waves are beneath the surface. So all you surfers out there, get your scuba gear ready. The ocean's biggest waves are not the ones that you can see from the shoreline. As physical oceanographer Kim Martini told Deep Sea News, the largest waves that occur in the ocean are called internal waves, which take place between two fluids, which have two different densities. As these internal waves travel for thousands of miles, no less, they can grow to be 600 feet tall. Wow. All right. Number six, the ocean is home to nearly 95% of life. With so much going on well below the surface, it's easy to forget that the ocean are teeming with life. In fact, 94% of the aquatic life, according to the USA Science and Engineering, this means that most of us who live on land are a very part of a very, very small minority. We are the minority, so let's start treating the majority better. Number seven, coral produces its own sunscreen. So don't wear your sunscreen in the ocean. I know in some parts of the world, specifically I think in Hawaii, they've started to ban certain types of sunscreen because it's killing the coral reef. But the coral reef has their own sunscreen. And to protect their algae, which is a main source of the substance for coral. So they have their own little sunscreen, okay? Number eight, there's enough gold in the world for each of us to have 9 pounds of it. There's around 20 million tons of gold dispersed throughout the ocean. It is, however, diluted pretty much to pulp. Its concentration is only a few parts per trillion, according to the National Ocean Service. The ocean floor also has undissolved gold embedded in it, but it's not cost-effective to mine. However, if the ocean's gold were equally distributed, every person on the earth would receive 9 pounds of it. I love that. Let's go on to number, let's say it's nine. There's an ice sheet larger than the continental United States. Just two vestiges of the ice age remain on our planet. The Greenland ice sheet and the Arctic ice sheet. The latter of the two is staggering in size, clocking at 5.4 million square miles, according to the National Snow and Ice data. It's roughly the size of the continental United States and Mexico combined. Number 10. Sharks have their own underwater cafe. Belly up to the bar, boys. Belly up to the shark bar. It turns out humans aren't the only creatures in need of a winter vacation. Interesting. In 2002, scientists discovered an area in a remote part of the Pacific Ocean, partway between the Baja California and Hawaii, where typically coastal great white sharks will migrate to in the winter. The scientists named the spot the White Shark Cafe. Don't go to that cafe. And some sharks hang around there for months before heading back to the coastal warmer weather. Let me tell you guys, do not go to the Shark Cafe unless you want to get it. Let's jump to an iceberg. One iceberg could supply a million people with drinking water for 5 years. A large iceberg from Antarctica contains more than 20 billion gallons of water, which could conceivably supply 1 million people with drinking water for 5 years. But there's a company in the United Arab Emirates actually planning to begin towing icebergs from Antarctica to the coast for that exact reason. The country receives, on average, just 4 inches of rain each year and at a risk of serious drought for the next 25 years. But they may be able to solve the problem with this iceberg water solution. Did you know the United States lost a hydrogen bomb in the ocean? Did you know that? Yeah, here's how. Every year, shipping containers get lost in the ocean and oil spills are unfortunately common. But in 1966, the United States managed to lose a hydrogen bomb at sea. Luckily, according to history, it was eventually found with the help of a Spanish fisherman. Imagine that. Okay. All right, here you go. There are 3 million shipwrecks in the ocean. From the Titanic to Christopher Columbus' Santa Maria, the ocean is home to around 3 million shipwrecks, according to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. The ocean has more artifacts than all the world's museums combined. Thanks to these millions of shipwrecks, the ocean houses countless treasures and artifacts. National Geographic estimated that there are more treasures at the bottom of the ocean than in all the world combined. That is just amazing. If all the ice melted, the sea level would rise to 26 stories. According to NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, if all of the glaciers and sheets of the Arctic ice melted at the same time, the sea level would rise an estimated 262 feet, which is about the height of a 26-story building, just a bit shorter than the Statue of Liberty. Now, the sad part about the ocean. By 2050, the plastic in the ocean will outweigh the fish. You know, there's Bob out there that's catching all the garbage coming out through the rivers that Rob Getman is working with, and there's other people around in Coronado. There's, you know, cleanup day. But we have to stop polluting the ocean. In addition to climate change, pollution is also rapidly changing our world's oceans. Conservation International says that humanity dumps 8 million metric tons of plastic in them every year. That means that in less than 30 years, there will be more tons of plastic in the ocean than there will be fish. On Ocean Cleanup Day, which happens, depending on where you are, Coronado has it in June or September, Playa Blanca is the same, but what they're finding is it's not just plastic. People are dumping construction garbage. They're dumping these empty tanks. They're dumping rebar. They're dumping all these things. Stop dumping your garbage. Let's recycle, please, this ocean. It creates a lot of oxygen. We need it. And especially here in Panama, we live and breathe because of the ocean. And I'm going to go down there today, tomorrow, maybe Sunday too. And I'm going to have some good time getting some sun. I'm going to burn this coffin out of my body. I need salt water. I need to help get that out of my gula. So, for those of you who are having a chance, this is my first time in over 2 years of going to the beach. I wish you all a wonderful Friday weekend. I wish you all the health and happiness you can have. And God willing, back to you in the studio!
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there. Sure, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Will lead me there soon. We'll meet there.
just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Two nice summary songs there. Actually, first one, of course, about the sea, which was Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. And following on from that, the Isley Brothers and Summer Breeze. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 21 minutes before 9. And I'm looking around, sort of taking a little rummage around, trying to find some antidepressants after the international news today. So we'll take a look at that. And in the meantime, we've got another piece of music, and this is If You Had My Love.
You
we go. Tell you what, how about this for a little bit of recycling? By taking discarded chip bags and turning them into blankets, a 12-year-old girl in Wales is helping both people in need and the environment. It says here, Alisa started her project in August of 2021, and in the last year has collected almost 10,000 chip bags to make 200 blankets. She works on them after school and said that it takes about an hour to finish a blanket. Each packet has to be opened out so it's flat and then washed in the sink, Alisa told BBC News. Then you take four of them, put them under a piece of baking paper and iron them so that the heat fuses them together. And finally, you sandwich the packets between two thin sheets of clear plastic and use the iron again to seal that in place. Chip bags aren't easy to recycle, Alisa said, and she's happy to have found another use for the packaging while helping others. Alisa and her mother give the blankets along with gloves, socks, toothpaste and other essentials to local organisations in Wales that can distribute them to people who are homeless. You wouldn't think you could turn a crisp packet into something so helpful, Alisa told BBC News, but people like the blankets because they're really lightweight and waterproof. How about that then? I think that's absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, and get a good night's sleep in that, wouldn't you? And the air will be crisp. Anyway, that's a great little story. And talking of blankets, this is Billy Joe Spears.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight, on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go
Billy Joe Spears there with their blanket on the ground. Then there must be a little bit of fluff on the old needle there, don't you? Fluffy MP3s.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
There we go, Mr. Ray Charles and Hit the Road, Jack. 10 minutes exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And also, please remember, the last hour of this morning's programme, it is Friday, what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, with Yasmin. And we'll see if we can find a couple of tracks for people who are born on this day, 23rd of September. A couple of things relevant, by the way, to the 23rd of December, which would be nearly Christmas, wouldn't it? So 23rd of September, we had the first recorded traffic fatality in Great Britain. It occurred on this day back in 1897. In fact, it happened 2 years before the first fatality in the United States. If I remember rightly, I think I read somewhere the car was doing something like four miles an hour. In the year 1930, do you remember these things? They're called flashbulbs. Yes, flashbulbs were patented by Johannes Ostermeyer. And I tell you what, the ones I remember was the sort of cameras where you had a little square of flashbulbs all in a little square, and you put them, push them into the top of the camera, and every time you move the film on, it twiddled around to the next one. So if you're using flash, and they used it was really quite dangerous, I think, when you think about it, because they actually used to sort of ignite this sort of fluffy stuff that they had in there. But it used to work. We thought it was the top of the bee's knees in those days. Okay, we're making our way to 8 minutes before 9. This is Tears for Fears.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Like a man, it's all like a hood. When it's all mixed up, better break it down. Show with Jerry D.
Stealing moments, you and I, like careless thieves. Just so no bills to do, run out of what you need. Between the dark and the day, between our dreams and the moon, we can leave, we can stay. Like lovers do, holding you close and never get this right, but I keep coming back, 'cause you're the shining light. Between the sun and the rain, between a cave and open blue, we can pray, we can play. Like lovers do. Go ahead, set your restless heart at ease. We both know wherever this goes. Find out what we need. Between the dark and the day, between our dreams and the moon, we can leave.
like lovers do.
Oh, what a lovely song. That comes from Mr. James House, and Like Lovers Do. And that has, well, just about brought us towards the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Ayala, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí, si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues.
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
bring us in this section of this morning's program. That is Redbone and Come and Get Your Love. A request this morning from Christopher. Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Always good to hear from you. He said, top of the morning, Jerry, Yasmin and listeners. Love, plural. And you asked if we could play that one for you. So there we go. That's for you this morning. This, by the way, is the Gin Blossoms. Found out about you. Oh, yes. That's it, Gin Blossoms and Found Out About You. Well, our friends Renee and Rick, they've got back in touch with us. They're sort of moving around, running around, trying to get visas sorted out, etc., etc. And this is what they said to us this morning. It says, good morning, happy Friday. Well, after a whirlwind trip to San Francisco, planes, trains and automobiles. If you asked for a we could play trains and boats and planes, couldn't we? That was a good song. Anyway, it says that we are now official residents of Greece. Visas granted, heading to Greece next week. And meanwhile, we did get to enjoy a little bit of beautiful San Francisco. Have a great weekend. You asked if we could play Chris Isaacs and San Francisco Days for you today. Well, we can do that.
I still love you. still want you. I still need you. Don't hang up and say goodbye. Walking on the beach last night, hoping things would be alright, but later lying on her bed, it's you I saw instead, thinking of the one I love. You know what I'm thinking of? San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. I met a girl in Mexico and should have told her then, I know that I still think of you. We never will be through. San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. I still love you, I still want you, I still need you, don't hang up and say goodbye. Feeling my heart skip a beat. See someone that looks like you. I guess that I'm not through dreaming of the one I love. You know what I'm dreaming of? San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. I'm headed for that golden gate, hoping I won't be too late to find the one that I still love. It's you I'm dreaming of. San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. San Francisco days, San Francisco nights. San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco nights.
There we go, that's Chris Isaak and San Francisco days, and that for Renee and Rick. They sent me a picture of a nice beach house, but apparently this is the consulate of Greece. Of course it would be, wouldn't it? I mean, they're going off on vacation for a few years. Of course it looks like a beach house. I love it. Anyway, you guys take care, and we'll be speaking to you before you go anyway. I tell you what, it's time for me to take a wander down the corridor, see what's happening in our events department this morning. Bom, bom. Hey, what's up, Doc? I'm not giving you your microphone yet. Don't worry, it's here.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. It was something I was supposed to do. How was your event yesterday?
Well, yesterday I went to three events.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes. So let me tell you a little bit about each one.
Okay.
Because the first one was we went to meet Juan Darias.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Maria Verde. Mm-hmm. And Mac Communications, Maria Verde concluded the installation of Wanda Diaz, the first hydraulic wheel in Latin America that collects floating solid waste from river, preventing it from reaching the sea, thanks to the financing of the Coca-Cola Foundation and the Benioff Ocean Science Laboratory.
Wonderful. Now, where is this actually being put? Yes.
Do you know where is the Santa Maria Hotel?
No.
No? In Costa del Este?
No.
Well, next to them, they have a part of Juan Díaz River going there.
Okay, so it's in Costa del Este?
Yes.
Yeah, these are the people who didn't want anything like that there, right?
So. Oh, yes, but Santa Maria Hotel donated this area.
Good for them. Hang on. Mm-hmm. We've got to give them one of these, I think.
Exactly. Because this is one of their mission when they constructed, when they built this hotel,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to work in protecting environment and do
great
things, you know. So they got this area from the hotel, mm-hmm. and they are helping.
Oh, wonderful.
One of the
that's great. Because there's a lot of trouble over there, didn't they? When they wanted to put these things in for collecting rubbish and recycling, mm-hmm. all the people there said no.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But guess what?
They haven't finished yet. There we go.
Also, Bob is there. Bob is there next to Wanda.
So good. So we got
Bob is helping all this rubbish
mm-hmm.
go through the Wanda machine.
Ah, so it sort of directs it to the Wanda
mm-hmm.
machine. Oh, that's good. Are they married?
That's what they said yesterday.
What a couple.
Yes, they said yesterday we were celebrating the marriage of Bob and Wanda.
That's great.
Yeah, and of course our friend Rob Getman was there explaining mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Mm. And also, this hydraulic energy, it works with hydraulic energy and solar panels to ensure the sustained operation and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a camera system to generate images and data that allows, through artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. analyze and categorize waste. And guess who's doing that?
You are.
No, oh. our friends of Weezy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
The Chen family.
Have they got the sort of the software, have they?
Exactly.
Oh,
they
brilliant.
Were there.
Okay, that's a load of rubbish.
Yeah. But it's a great project, you know. So they were there helping also and explaining everything.
Well, they get one of these.
Congratulations to all of them.
No, oh, that's great. That's
mm-hmm.
brilliant. Thank you.
That was amazing.
Now, tell me, because, I mean, you saw this. So how much rubbish can it collect? Because, I mean, this thing's going to have to work at some speed because there's so much crap.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they did, like, just like an example
mm-hmm.
of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are waiting for the rain. So when, you know, after the rain, they are going to get a lot of
They get
of
a
rubbish.
Lot coming down.
So
they
are waiting
yeah.
for that right now.
Yeah.
Because it just started, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We can see the statistics later, I guess.
And mm-hmm. I guess, so if you go over there to the Santa Maria Hotel, you can see it, can you?
I don't know if it's not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I should ask.
Be interesting to go and see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. That's excellent.
Yes.
So that was one of the things. What else did you do yesterday then? You had three events.
Yes, after that,
right.
I went to Sortis Hotel.
Uh-huh. Was that for lunch?
No, I got an invitation from Prom Tour.
Okay.
And there were more than 250 professionals from the global travel industry.
Oh, that's good.
That was Travel Mart Latin America
mm-hmm.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
And this event considered one of the most important in the region for the development of the travel industry.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the last day, but the participants are just tour operators, wholesalers, meeting planners, and
mm-hmm.
incentive companies from the United States, Canada, Europe, and the Pacific, in addition to suppliers from all over Latin America.
Did the Minister of Tourism go, Mr. Iskandils?
Oh, yes, he was, sir.
Oh, excellent. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And for the first time, guess what?
What?
I use a virtual reality equipment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A headset and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I've never used that.
Yeah, it was my first time.
Oh, where did you go?
Thanks to Viajes Anita, you can travel to different countries.
Oh, yeah.
So you're allowed to go with the virtual reality,
uh-huh.
and after that you can buy the ticket and go in real life.
Well, why bother if you've already been?
But that was amazing. I really love it.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I've never tried the headset.
Yeah, very nice.
Can you wear them with glasses on?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
How am I going to see?
No, it's okay.
Then be virtual unreality.
No, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never tried the headsets, ever. Ever.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So you don't have to travel, you just buy a pair of headsets.
Mm-hmm.
Save money.
They should charge for that.
Don't give them any ideas. So that's cool. So that was event number two. What was event number three?
And number three, I went to a fashion capsule
uh-huh.
that was held at Casa Catedral in Casco Antiguo, inspired by the women warriors of history. And the movie, La Mujer del Rey, is in, in Spanish. And this is with Viola Davis, which it's going to be on the movies next week. And this was a Panamanian designer, Josh Beck. He was presenting her Boro Huera collection at Casa Catedral.
Oh, cool.
Thanks to Sony Pictures and Mundo Cine.
Okay, so that was you had a quiet day yesterday then, really?
Yes, and that was beautiful too.
And so what are you doing today?
Today I'm just going to the movies with a friend.
With a friend? And is it sort of free tickets?
No. We're going to pay.
Oh, really? Makes a change.
Yes.
Anyway, it's so nice of you to take the time to come in this morning. So I'm going to have to get you a breakfast show flag so you can roam it around. By the way, I'll tell you what we should do today as well, because we should wish our Jewish listeners, our Jewish friends.
Oh, yes.
Feliz Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rosh Hashanah, yeah. So we wish you... wonderful time. A wonderful time, yeah. So it's coming to that time of the year, isn't it?
Exactly.
Gosh, it just seems like yesterday. But you were too busy yesterday to notice because you didn't. So anyway, well, apart from what you go to, what can other people go to?
Okay, don't forget tomorrow is the Adopt-A-Fest.
Okay.
Of Grado Radio. And it's going to be at the Domo of Parque Omar from 10 a.m. till 6, I guess. And you can find your friend. It could be a dog or a cat. This is the...
Excuse me, do they do exchange?
No.
They can't do an exchange for a parrot?
No.
No? You can't do a cat for a parrot?
No.
If I got a cat, then it wouldn't probably be a parrot because it would eat it. By the way, if you do hear Lala this morning, I think she's out on the balcony and getting some sunshine, because of sunshine. Very important to have sunshine.
So tomorrow, the Missy Adopta Fest is going to be awesome. They're going to have live music, of course, adoptions, and so much more. And also, if you want to donate food for the pets, you can do that.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Yes. Also, don't forget, yesterday opened the auction of Fundación Oíres Vivir.
Oh, yes.
The virtual auction. You can go to their Instagram account, Oíres Vivir, and find all these beautiful paintings and donate to Oíres Vivir Foundation. That's going to be awesome, too. Also, let me see, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we got an invitation from our friends of Gramo Dance. They are going to have a presentation. This is an annual presentation. It's going to be $10 at Cielo Gramo Dance. This is in Parque Lefebvre. And, of course, you're going to see these awesome performances that they're going to have. And they're going to tell everybody how was this year, all their statistics, all the goals that they reached this year. And it's going to be at Cielo. So you can go to their Instagram account, Gramo Dance.
Oh, good. So that's it. So anyway, we didn't have any Born on this day in music.
No.
Because we were busy. We were busy, weren't we?
Exactly.
Arranging all our appointments. Yeah.
That's true.
Will you be joining us next week, or are you just... I tell you what, we're going to take a music. We're going to go walking in the park, and we'll be back with Yasmin in just a few moments' time.
You got got me waiting, sitting in the bar. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. But nevertheless, I say again, you gotta be waiting, sitting in the bar. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool that you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you gotta be waiting, sitting in the park.
There we go. That's Billy Stewart. And he's not walking in the park. He's sitting in the park. So, lazy person. So, what else is happening, yes?
Okay, tomorrow at Frank's Place, as you mentioned, live music. Mm-hmm. They're going to have Sir Edmund and Carol Marin Barrios at 8 p.m. This is Frank's Place at Downtown Plaza, Costa del Este, San Domingo. And also tomorrow and Sunday, it's going to be Feria de Turismo. It's
going to
be
okay.
At Soho Mall. You didn't go last weekend, so maybe you can go this weekend.
Is it the same thing?
No, this is a tourism fair.
Oh, okay.
It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
More than 70 touristic stores or places, mm-hmm. hotels, restaurants. They're going to have conferences, exhibition, and more. So at Soho Mall. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it? Good grief.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also this weekend at Atrium Mall in Costa del Este, they're going to have the Social Media Week. This is, they're going to have conferences, talking, networking. It's free, it's totally free from 5 p.m. And let me see, yes, at Atrium Mall in Costa del Este. That sounds nice too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that it for today?
Yes, that's all.
That's it? Oh, good. All right. So I guess you're going to have to go home and relax for the weekend, so you'll be ready for going to everything on Monday.
Well, this weekend is not going to be relaxing, but...
No?
No.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow I have to go to the Adopta Fest.
Oh, that's right, of course, yeah, you're going to... So go along to see Yasmin, you're going to be with the doggies, aren't you?
Exactly.
From what time?
From 10 a.m.
From 10 a.m. So yeah, if you want to go and see Yasmin and you want to take her home, that's where you can find her, you can adopt her.
Yes, and on Sunday we're going to be at the paddling practice.
Oh, good, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to be in the sea again?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay, good.
Every Sunday is there.
I love what you were saying about Ian when he saw the competition the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a Chinese school. So, let's go home. I love that.
Yes.
Don't be defeatist. Oh, wonderful guy. Hey, he's working hard, isn't he? I tell you what, it's going to build up his arm muscles, isn't it?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Oh, good. Well, good for you, Ian. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. And the saxophone as well, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, he could do that while he's rowing. Oh, you have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you to everyone. Right.
Yep, yeah. And we'll see you for a happy Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
There are places I remember. Have their moment.
You gave me, I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark, it just brings sorrow that way. Those endless days, the sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. Then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me.
Three of the great groups from the 1960s there. We started off with the Beatles, of course, in My Life, followed on with the Hollies and The Air That I Breathe, and this is the Kinks, and they're singing about days. Well, I tell you what, we couldn't leave this kind of music to take us out of the program, because this would be it. It's all over now, you know.
It's all.
Well, that's strange. I lost my other microphone. So, anyway, that has brought us to the end of this morning's programme. It's called Improvisation. I've stolen Yasmin's mic. That's it. That's brought us to the end there. The Rolling Stones, it's all over now, and that's exactly what it is. So I'm going to have to go and find out what's happened on this end. But anyway, that's it. Big thanks this morning. Of course, go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Ingrid, for this day. Not this day, well, Everyday Story of Country Folk, but our Freaky Fun Facts Friday for today. And we were looking at the sea, so do catch up on that during the course of the day. Hey, don't forget you can listen to the programme during the course of the weekend as well. Anyway, that's it. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio for What, Where and When. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls of Group of Grado, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Alright, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Please, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because what do I say? What do I want to be doing on Monday? Yeah, I'm coming back Monday. 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, alright? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.